and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're in studio today for Danny Yamashiro. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. We often say, you have big shoes to fill. That saying couldn't be more true to our guest today. Tom Ziegler, the only son of the world-renowned speaker Zig Ziegler, is with us today sharing how he has carried on the philosophy of his father and how he has also been able to expand on that legacy and begin to create his own. We take a minute now, before we start, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. It's so important. It is to lead you to the hope of Jesus Christ. There is always hope in Him. No matter what you are going through today, Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed His blood. He was buried, but He rose again on the third day. He rose again to cleanse us all of all our unrighteousness. His mercies are new every second of every day. And today, He's calling you. Tom Ziegler has had the rare privilege of spending his entire life surrounded by world-class leaders, innovators, and motivators. As the CEO of Ziegler Incorporated, Tom Ziegler carries on the Ziegler philosophy of his father, Zig Ziegler. Tom enjoys golf when time permits and working out with his dad several times a week until his passing. He resides today in Plano, Texas, with his wife, Chasis. They are the proud parents of one daughter, Alexandra. This is a pre-recorded interview, so we're going to join in now and listen a little bit about the life of Tom Ziegler. Tom, welcome to our show.
Oh, what a blessing to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks. I mean, you're calling in from Plano, Texas. Nothing's going to stop us from having this conversation, even though we're miles and miles apart. Have you been here to Hawaii, and have you enjoyed our weather?
I have. It's been many years, but I have, so I'm envious.
We definitely will have envious. To have you come back.
Yeah,
I'm only envious like 350 days of the year.
Right. There are 15 that you really.
Excellent. Okay.
Right. So, Tom, I know that you're in Plano, Texas, but is that where you grew up?
It is. We moved here when I was three. So,
wow.
We actually moved to Dallas, and then Plano is just 15 minutes north of Dallas. So, it's all the same to me.
And I know this might sound like a very, an obvious question, but who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, that would be my parents. Mm-hmm. Zig Ziegler and Gene Ziegler, the redhead.
The redhead. What was it like? You know, Zig Ziegler is a household name. What is it? What was it like? And I know you've been asked this many times. And in fact, I saw an interview where you said, I knew nothing different. So tell us what it was it like, maybe from a perspective of now as you as a father, because you have a daughter. What do you see that you are doing because of the influence of your parents?
Oh, man. First off, I tell people I'm the most blessed human being they'll ever meet. Just amazing, amazing parents. You know, Dad said many times, hundreds of times, you'd have never heard of him if it hadn't been for the redhead. So,
the preferred redhead. I love it.
Yeah, so, of course, she was a decided redhead, meaning that one day she just decided. And, of course, he made that story famous. But Mom was just amazing. We called her the happy hugger. If it was moving, she'd stop it and hug it. And if it wasn't moving, she'd dust it off and sell it. So that's just at her funeral, she passed away. Gosh, I can't believe it. It's almost 2 years ago.
Wow.
Seems like yesterday. But anyway, we were having the service, and I told that story, and then I said, you know what, if mom were here, she'd want you to get up and get a hug. So we had, gosh, we had 700 or 800 people hug each other, and it was just the best atmosphere you could ever imagine. Mm-hmm. She had 90 good years and 4 bad days.
Wow.
So,
wow, isn't such a blessing.
Yeah. So in this time of social distancing when we can't hug, she was, I think she's kind of glad she is where she is. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, is Phoebe got her hugging, Tom, would you say? You think Phoebe got her hugging from her grandma?
A little, you know, genetics, 4 generations. So her mama's a hugger and her grandmama's a hugger. Mm-hmm. And, of course, her great-grandmother's a hugger. So it's just part of the Ziegler heritage. And then
that's
dad.
Right. It would be her great-grandma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they're hugging right now.
They can. Tom.
That's right.
When did you become a Christian, or how did you become a Christian?
Let's see. So dad, he went on his search. So July 4th, 1972 is when dad became a Christian. Mm. And so then he started hunting a church. And I was 7 years old at the time. So he found First Baptist Church downtown. And then we started going to Sunday school. And then very soon after that, I became a Christian. Mm. And we actually got baptized together.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So that was, I remember that. I mean, I was only 7. Dad said I was his harassment committee of one because for some reason, the Holy Spirit used me to badger Dad constantly to read Bible stories because I hadn't had any. And so every night, I don't know how many years, but every night when he was home, he would read me Bible stories. So that's when I became a believer. So I was very fortunate that I missed a lot of the, you know, the typical journeys that people go on when to figure out how not to do it.
Right.
Not that I was perfect or didn't make mistakes, but, you know, I just had such an example. As good as Dad was on stage, he was even better off stage. So he was always there.
And in your personal life, what difference has Jesus Christ made?
You know, it's everything. And I tell you, I don't know if you've ever had that moment when certain dots get connected. And so, you know, Dad's life verse was Romans 8:28. And if all things work together for good to those called according to his purpose, to those who love the Lord. And my life verse, which I picked when I was 12, is James 1, 2, and 3, which is consider all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing the testing of your faith produces endurance. And it was really, I didn't know until literally 3 weeks ago why I picked James 1, 2, and 3. Because when I was 12, I'd never had a trial.
That's what I was wondering, Tom. So thank you. Please tell us.
So I was at a Christian school and, you know, studying and, you know, everybody said, gosh, you got to have a life verse. And the book of James, really, I really love that book. It's kind of the New Testament Proverbs. Mm-hmm. So I picked that verse. And then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, when all this pandemic stuff really started hitting home, you know, the social distancing and how big is it going to get, I started thinking, you know, if Dad were here, what would he say? And I found, you know, his life verse popped into my head. All things are going to work together for good. That was just his outlook. And then I thought about my life verse, consider joy when you encounter various trials. And I realized that those two together is the perfect mindset and the belief for this time. Because it is going to work. So, you know, and so then I started thinking, well, why would we have to go through a time like this so that God can perfect this? Well, why would he want to perfect this? So that we are equipped and ready for the purpose he's created for us. So that's, you know, that's really what's hit home is you know, you go through your life and you make the best choices and decisions you can. And it's always when we get rocked that we tend to go deeper. So I'm really seeing it right now. There's a, you know, I read an article that there's a spiritual awakening going on. I think it's the onion of stuffitis is being peeled back, where everybody's been consumed with stuffitis, you know, individualism, and it's about me, and I need to be happy, and the more stuff I have, the happier I am, and, you know, if I win and you don't win, that's okay. And all of a sudden, the things that matter are all that's left.
Suzanne, so we're talking with Tom Ziegler, and, you know, especially in this moment of our, in our society, when we're facing this pandemic and the social distancing, which is really such a scientific word, but really it's an isolation from, you know, physical relationship, physical being together in that. But we're really not stopped from having true relationships. And I think as we discover that we have filled our lives with stuffitis, what are the things that we're going to walk away from this with? Maybe all things do, in fact, work together for the good of those who are called to his purposes. If we'll take that time to say, what are the stuffitises in our life that we can peel back that onion of things that we've surrounded ourselves with? Are they necessary? Are they important? Are they life-changing? Do they make a difference to my purpose? Thoughts on that?
Well, it reminds me, I did listen to Pastor Wayne's sermon this last weekend, and he took the first two verses before Romans 8:28. Romans 8:26 and 27 say we don't even know how to pray as we should, but God, through the Holy Spirit, knows and is interceding for us every second of every day in order to work good through all things, and finishes out with Thomas, you know, Zig's life verse. And I think that's so important for us to realize. I mean, this is a crazy time all over the world. And yet, the Holy Spirit is interceding for us all over the world. This is not a surprise to God. I would never say he's caused it, but he's allowed it. But he's loving us and praying for us through it.
Absolutely. We are here today with Tom Ziegler in a very momentous interview, I believe. He is the son of Zig Ziegler. He is a man of faith, a strong faith, raised in a household of faith, and really has had an impact already carrying on the life and legacy of Zig Ziegler. We're going to come back in a little bit. We're going to talk to Tom a lot more about what he has done with Ziegler Incorporated, what it was like especially to grow up a Ziegler, and where he gets his influence from, who mentors him, and how every single day his father's words, like our father's words, remind him of who he is and how much he is loved. Stay with us. We're with Tom Ziegler.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maurer in the studio for Danny Yamashiro. We continue to discuss our talk today, listening in on our interview that was pre-recorded with Tom Ziegler. But before we go on, we just want to let you know that if you'd like this interview in its entirety, if you'd like to hear it front to back, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listen to it, download it, share it with a friend that might need to hear it. Somebody comes to mind. Tom Ziegler, the only son of world-renowned motivational speaker Zig Ziegler, is now the CEO of Ziegler Incorporated. He grew up, as he says, the most blessed child with two parents that were amazing. We want to return to that interview pre-recorded with Suzanne and I.
You know, individualism, and it's about me, and I need to be happy, and the more stuff I have, the happier I am. And, you know, if I win and you don't win, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the things that matter are all that's left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so, the dynamic that makes this time so different than any other time we've hit this kind of national epidemic, pandemic, international challenge is this plethora of information that's out there. But not only that, you know, the information you can consume, but our ability to continue to communicate through it. Can you talk to us about what that change could mean for this time?
Oh, there's a sea change going on. Of course, we're from a generic term, we're in the education business.
Yeah.
You know, we do seminars, we do online training, we write books, we have audio programs. So we were already living in the world of Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
But last week I did 30 webinars.
Wow.
Today I've done 9 webinars plus this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different time. So I think a lot of people, especially corporations, were like, well, what can you learn online? You know, why would you do that? We're used to classrooms. So that whole mindset is changing now because you can learn, and it can be done right. and it can be very effective. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to rock the whole educational system.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, am I disappointing that the public educational system is going to have to change? I think our kids are going to learn more in the next 2 months than they have in the last 2 years of school.
Yeah.
Right?
It's possible.
Exactly.
So, you know, Tom Brokaw said the greatest generation we've ever had as a country was the men and women who fought World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They went to war. They you know, when it started, we didn't have the resources. We didn't have the experience. We didn't have the equipment. We were fighting a superior army. They were battle-hardened and tested, and we won the war.
Mm-hmm.
And then those men and women, they came home, and they were responsible for the greatest economic boom in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Andy Andrews, he said, mm-hmm. he said, Tom, they weren't the greatest generation. Their parents were.
Yeah.
You see, the parents raised the men and women who fought World War II during the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
They woke up every morning and went to work, and they worked till sundown. They didn't have anything. They had to do it to make ends meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have stuff. All they had was principles and values, love, each other, faith.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, it's like, maybe we have the time and the opportunity to raise up the greatest generation our country's ever had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm praying for. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got to do in the furnace, we're in the furnace, is we've got to stand tall in the furnace, and we've got to let our kids and our family and those around us see us exhibit Romans 8:28 and James 1:2-3 in the middle of it.
Wow. Yeah, powerful bookends.
Absolutely powerful. You know that the world today, and you talk about the parents of this greatest generation, and you yourself are a parent, and your daughter, I believe, is older now, and she's part of your organization, and at one time you got the chance to be a part of your father's organization. And I just kind of want to, I don't want to pivot too far from where we're at, because it's a great conversation we're having about today. But how did that change your life? How did coming into your father's organization change your life?
I started right after college. And, you know, I knew what he did, but I didn't understand it.
Mm.
And, you know, because we had books and we had audio tapes and we had VHS and, you know, and Dad went and spoke, and I started in the warehouse and I shipped out product, and then I moved into production, and I made the cassette tapes. I put the paper labels on the cassette tapes.
Wow.
And, you know, we would do 3,000 or 4,000 of them a day. I mean, just, you know, basic shipping and manufacturing. And then I moved into sales.
Mm.
And so there's a couple of turning points in my life in the business when I figured out what we really did. The first one was the first sale that I ever made. So I'd been trained, and I'm, how old am I? I'm like 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter's 25 now. Yeah. So just to give you that comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So I answered the phone, and it was my very first sales call. So the inbound call, a man's on the other end of the line. I introduced myself. He says, Tom, I need your help. And I thought the guy was old. I mean, he was like nearly 60. And now I think, wait a second. He said, I need your help. My son-in-law and daughter are married. They are under a lot of pressure. My son-in-law is a dentist. He just bought a dental practice. He has all the debt from school and from buying the practice. And they have 3 kids under 5. And they're going through a tough time. Now, they'll be okay, but what do you recommend that they get that would help them through this tough time?
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, a green salesperson, and I went straight into catalog mode. You know? we got this, we got this, we got this. Yeah. And the guy cut me off after about 30 seconds. And this is what he said. I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, Tom, hold on. Here's my American Express card. Why don't you just send them whatever you think they need? Mm. Let's pray.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my very first sale, I had nothing to do with. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was completely off of reputation of Dan.
Wow.
And then I had this moral responsibility because it's my first sale and I've got an American Express card and I can put anything I want on it.
Right. You can go big.
Yeah. But then the pressure hit because the moral obligation was, what does he need? Mm-hmm. Right? Because I could have said, well, why don't you just start with this and not send him enough? Yeah. Or mm-hmm. I could have said, hey, you need everything and you'll get to it eventually and send him everything. Right? Mm-hmm. But neither one of those are the right answer. The second thing, I moved into sales management and started promoting events. And we were at a big Amway event. And mm-hmm. there's like 30,000 people there. And I was there.
Suzanne, we're about to head into an amazing story of mm-hmm. just a revelation of who his father and how much his father has impacted so many lives. But in this last time we've been listening in, so many pearls of wisdom. And I believe one of the things he talked about, which I really want to kind of go back to, is, you know, we could be raising up the next greatest generation because mm-hmm. of where we're at today, because we have the opportunity with our children at home and with an educational process now that allows a lot of us to have great input in our kids' education coming up. We could really model. I know when he said, stand tall in the furnace,
yeah.
that really hit me. That really convicted me. Now is not the time as the body of Christ, as we sit in this middle of this pandemic, to buckle. Today is the day to stand tall in the furnace, take up the torch of what we've been given as an opportunity to train up the next generation to potentially be like the generation after the World War II, to train up that next great generation. Thoughts on that?
Well, the thing I'm thinking about, and I think you're hearing it, I prayerfully, even throughout the world, people are aware that something's happening with God because this is worldwide. And so our prayer at this house has been, Father, Psalm 46:10, cause us to be still and know that you are God. And I think many, many people are, prayerfully, millions of people are kind of doing that. Mm-hmm. And in that process, it can be really life-changing. Tom has alluded to that. You've just alluded to that. For such a time as this, this is an amazingly difficult time, a terrifying time to many, a tragic time for people who have lost family members or those that have lost their lives. But at the same time, a time that if we will be still and will listen to God and glorify God, it could be maybe this revival is going to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that, and I loved how Tom put that into perspective. I absolutely mm-hmm. loved that mm-hmm. that he saw the potential and said, that's what I'm praying for. And I believe that's what we all need to be praying for. We're going to come back and listen to more from Tom Ziegler. We're here with him today. He is the son of Zig Ziegler, an amazing legend. And Tom himself has taken up the torch and become quite a motivational speaker, a mentor to many. But more importantly, just a strong man of God, raising up a younger generation to know the Lord. Please stay with us. This is The Good Life Radio, and we'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Amashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Amashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Lani Ka'a'a here with Suzanne Maher in studio for Danny Amashiro. We're here with Tom Ziegler. He has been at the helm of Ziegler Incorporated for 2 decades. He carries on his father's philosophy, which says you can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want. Tom also collaborated with his father on one of Zig Ziglar's best-selling books, Born to Win. Let's listen in on a little more of our interview.
Eventually, and send him everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But neither one of those are the right answer. The second thing, I moved into sales management and started promoting events. And we were at a big Amway event, and there's like 30,000 people there. And I was there selling product. And so this event, and it's a big basketball arena. So what they did is they had Dad was the special guest. He was the surprise speaker.
Mm.
So they close it at 5 o'clock. Everybody goes to dinner. Everybody leaves the auditorium. And then that's when we set up our product, right? Because they wanted to make it a secret. So we had like 10 or 12 product tables. We set it all up in the back of the arena, and then we put tablecloths over it,
mm-hmm.
so that when the crowd came in at 7, they wouldn't see who it was, right? It was a secret. So they opened the arena at 7, and people just come stampeding in, and the first guy through the doors, he looks over at the table, and one of the tablecloths had been pulled to the side, and he could see a picture of Dad on one of the books. And he looks at me and he goes, "Is Zig Ziglar speaking here tonight?" And I kind of went, "Shh, don't tell anybody."
Mm.
He goes, "I won't." "Is he speaking?" I said, "Yeah." He says, Is he gonna sign autographs?" And I said, "Yeah, he'll sign autographs." And then he says, "Well, where's the line?" Mm. And I said, "Well, he'll be signing at that table down there." We had an empty table. But he doesn't come on until midnight, which means it's an Amway event, which means he probably won't start until 1.
Mm-hmm.
So go get a good seat, enjoy it, and then about 11:30, if you want to make sure that you're the first person in the line that nobody exists, nobody knows it exists, come back then. He goes, "No, I'm going to stand in line now."
Wow.
So this guy goes and stands in line where there is no line. So an hour, and I knew it wasn't going to last. Well, an hour and a half later, he's still standing there.
Wow.
So I go over and I say, "What's your deal?" And he says, and he starts talking to me, and I realize he's got broken English. He goes, "I'm from Central America. I immigrated up to Chicago for a better life." He said, "3 weeks after I got here, I was living with my brother. And I went to my brother and I said, I need to learn English. How can I do that?" And he said, "My brother handed me a book. And he said, translate this book from English into Spanish. Here's a dictionary. And then translate it back. And when you do that, you'll learn English and it will change your life." So now this guy's crying, and the book was "See You at the Top."
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he says, "I was an alcoholic, and I was about to lose my wife and my child through divorce." He said, "Our marriage is repaired, and I'm on a path, and look at this." And he's looking around. He says, "I'm living the American dream."
Wow.
And so that's when I realized that we weren't in the book and tape business. We were in the life-changing business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a comment because I've just had an aha moment. And I think, Tom, we are about the same age. I'll just I believe we're about the same age. And I believe that my parents were at that event. And I believe they brought home a book, and it was life-changing for them as well. Great aha moment just now as you told that story.
And it was also life-changing for my sister when she began, was the fifth person in on multi-level marketing. Mm. And it absolutely revolutionized her life. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. So all of us.
So amazing. Ooh. Tom, you talk a lot about your father, and yes, there is so much to share, but at one point you took over the helm of Ziegler, and you turned it in a slightly new direction, and you were able also to collaborate with your dad on a book called Born to Win. Tell us about what that collaboration was like, working with your dad on that.
Well, about 25 years ago is when I became the president and CEO. Dad loved to write and to speak. And he would tell me all the time, "I'm so glad that I get to write and speak and you have to run the company." And I thought he was crazy. I thought going out and speaking was for crazy people. I mean, who would ever want to do that? And so now that's what I do, I go out and speak, and I write. And so, you know, Dad passed away in 2012. Mm-hmm. And we, before that time, we kind of got together as a family, and we said, you know what, we need to take all of Dad's material, his core things, and put it into one book. Mm-hmm. And the idea got born. He taught the Born to Win seminar for 30 plus years. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to call the book Born to Win. So it was very collaborative. I worked on the book. I wrote a couple of chapters in it. Julie's husband, Jim Norman, did a lot of the kind of groundwork writing. And it was really, it was meant to be kind of a capstone. And so I would tell people, I'd say, "How many of you have read every book that Zig Ziglar's had?" And they'd raise their hand. I said, "Well, you need this book because we put all the best stuff in one place." And then I would say, "How many of you haven't read any Zig Ziglar books?" And they'd raise their hand, and I'd say, "Okay, you need to start with this book because we got all the best stuff in one place." And there's a lot of people who say that they've enjoyed that book more than any of them. For me, I like them all. If I have to pick, I usually go to his first one. It's just timeless. Came out in 1974, and it still is like the iconic, book that has, launched so many people and changed so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you talk a little bit, I've listened to a few of your interviews, and you talk a little bit of those final days and what that meant for you to spend time with your dad, and how the times with your family when your dad was ill meant so much. Can you share a little bit about how faith played into that and those days?
Sure. So I was, dad, he kind of had a couple of stages. He was speaking, and he was out in California, and he came home, and mom said it was one of the best talks he'd given. And he was 80 years old. And for whatever reason that night, he got in bed, and then he got up for some reason. We don't know why. And instead of going to his office, he fell down the stairs. Mm. And that resulted in a double brain bleed, a severe concussion. I was actually in Mexico when it happened. Yeah. And so almost immediately, he lost all of his short-term memory. So he's in the hospital. They don't know how bad it's going to be. We're trying to get home. And the next day, the doctor comes in. I hadn't made it back yet. And Julie's there. And dad looks at the surgeon and says, hey, when am I getting out of here? I've got a speech to give on Thursday. And I think this was like Tuesday. And the doctor looked at him and said, Mr. Ziegler, I think you need to start thinking about what you're going to do with your life, because you're never going to speak that way again. Mm-hmm. And Julie said that dad just looked at him with a smile. And when he walked out, dad looked at Julie, and he called her little one. And he said, little one, I've got something to say, so we need to figure out a different way to say it.
We're listening to Tom Ziegler, and he's talking a little bit about his father and his father's philosophy. We're going to come right back to it. You can get more information about the sources that Tom Ziegler and the Ziegler Incorporated company offers at Ziegler.com. Zig Ziegler, a very influential man, but yet a very important father. And Tom is living out much of what Zig Ziegler has instilled in him, and the positive attitude that he has, even in those death moments. We're going to come back and listen to more of that. Stick with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha Lani Ka'a here in studio with Suzanne Maurer. We're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Tom Ziegler, CEO of Ziegler Incorporated. We're going to listen in on some of the things he does to prepare his daily schedule. Join us.
Dad looked at Julie, and he called her little one. And he said, little one, I've got something to say, so we need to figure out a different way to say it.
Yeah.
I remember, so then this progressed into Alzheimer's, and I remember picking Dad up. So I'd go to the Legacy where they were living, a senior home, and they were living in independent living, and I'd go by there at 7 o'clock in the morning on Mondays, pick Dad up, and then we would go into company devotions. We've had company devotions for 40 years. And so I remember this one like it was yesterday. So Dad is probably, this was probably 2011, maybe close to 2012. So pretty close to the end. And I picked Dad up and I'm driving him in and I'm just sitting there talking to God going, how can you let this happen? Mm-hmm. How can this man who only has this, just this incredible love to make a difference for you, how can you let this happen? And then I look over at Dad and he's got this grin on his face because I'm saying all that in my head. And he leans over and when he would get excited, he'd hit the dashboard, you know, not like pounding it, but just he would hit it. And he looked at me and we're driving down the road and he said, son, you know, can you even imagine how lucky I am? I mean, can you imagine that God's blessed us this much? And he started listing his gratitude list. And I'm just sitting here in just awe of how he could be grateful in the midst of that. And he started listing off all the things he was grateful for.
Yeah.
And so what it just reemphasized that what you feed your mind determines your appetite, what you believe, what you listen to, what you put in, what you choose to agree to, that really determines so much.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, Tom, you talk about that, and I'd also read about a concept that you called the perfect start. And I was really fascinated by that. And it's such an important and wonderful process. Can you tell us a little bit about your perfect start?
Yeah. So this is, you know, this is the way I try and start every day. I'm not 100% on it, but I really work to try to be. So the first thing I like to get up early. So usually it's 5 o'clock or earlier. And if I can get the important things done before the rest of the world wakes up, then it's the perfect start. So the first thing that I do is I get my coffee, get my office, and then I have two chairs set up in my office. I actually have a couch and a chair. One's for me and one's for God.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask God three questions. God, do you know what's going on? Of course he does. God, are you big enough to handle it? well, yeah, he's God. God, what's the plan? And so that's when I listen. So that takes 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important. I was talking to someone today, and it's like there's a feeling right now that this is a time to be still. Uh-huh. Right? Everybody's in it's a time to be still. It's a time to listen. And so we get all these inputs, and we do our Bible studies and devotionals and Word of the Day and all these rituals and routines. I think sometimes you just got to sit there and say, okay, God, what's the plan? Mm.
Yeah.
And get the download. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I move into reading or scripture or Bible, thinking on something. That takes about 20 minutes. And then I write my gratitude list. I've got a journal. My gratitude thing is I call it 66 days of gratitude, but so every day I add 3 new things to the list mm-hmm. without repeating myself. So at the end of 66 days, we got almost 200 things on the list.
Boy, that's something our listeners should really take note of, Tom. That is a beautiful way to start your day.
Yeah. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. And the reason that I do it 66 days is because that's how long it really takes to build a habit that becomes automatic that we miss if we don't do it. Mm-hmm. And it's training our brain to look for the things to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. And once you do it, and so what I'll do is I'll read the list in the morning, and then now I got to add 3 new things. And it's amazing how much there is to be grateful for. So I do the gratitude list. I do the journal. The journal is only 2 or 3 sentences, short enough to where it's easy to do every day. A lot of people get overwhelmed in a journal because they mm-hmm. think it's got to be a page, 2 pages. Mm-hmm. It's okay if it's longer, but don't put the pressure on. Then I work on my performance planner where I plan out my day, the things I want to get done. I do a mental model, which is if I have an appointment or a webinar or a speech or something, I envision and think about how I want it to go. And I start thinking about, okay, who are they? What's their need? What questions might they have? How can I serve? And that takes 60 seconds mm-hmm. per one. So it's not a long time. It's just kind of firming it in. And then I do the one thing, which is whatever the big project is I work on.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. What a great habit that is. Okay, is that somewhere in a book or a teaching? Because we'd love to get that to our listeners.
Yeah, so there's 2 ways to get it. It's in that whole thing is described completely in the book Choose to Win.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also an ebook that I just put out that's free. That's called Stronger, and it's about building a victory mindset during the toughest times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that you can get at Ziglar.com/stronger.
Mm-hmm.
If you could give a million of those away, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Suzanne, we're going to emphasize that you can get Tom Ziglar's ebook Stronger at Ziglar.com/stronger. It kind of encapsulates /stronger. It encapsulates all that he just talked about in his morning routine. What a wonderful way to start every day. We're just about out of time, but we want to just kind of wrap up, Suzanne, some of the things that we talked about with Tom. We talked about the importance of standing up and being standing in the furnace in this time and being able to see that we have the opportunity to raise the greatest generation. I think that was such an important message that he gave. And also just to know that God is here, that all things work together for those who are called to his purposes and those who love him. And so nothing can come against God that he isn't prepared for and that he cannot handle. And we are the wonderful recipients of the joy of his victory. So, Suzanne, any last thoughts on our great interview with Tom?
Well, one of the things, very quickly, I'm delighted that Tom has his dad's sense of humor. It's mm-hmm. just precious about mm-hmm. the interview. But I don't want to lose sight of his life first in James 1, 2, and 3. When you think of that, and then the positive blessing of Romans 8:28 of his dad first, wow, our mm-hmm. listeners have so much to hold on to, and let's get that ebook.
Mm-hmm. The
Tell
ebook
again,
Stronger.
How to get that.
It's at Ziegler.com/stronger.
Beautiful.
It's been a great day. Inspiring words from CEO of Ziegler Incorporated, Tom Ziegler, son of Zig Ziegler. But you know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done this already, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ yourself. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click on Get to Know Jesus. If you'd like to help us with your prayers, your financial support, making a donation, please go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can click on Partners. Let us know that you're praying with us. James 1, 2, and 3 does say, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." It is always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to our guest, Tom Ziegler. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Lani Ka'a, in here for Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purposes today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.